24, verse 12. The third day of this meeting, I hear the Lord saying, I'm about to lift somebody beyond where he has been spiritually. Amen. There's a shift in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. And the Lord said to Moses, and he's saying to you, you can put your name there. Come up to me in the mount and be there. I want to give you something. Lift your two hands, everybody. I say, Father, let there be an ascension this morning.
Father,
a shift, a shift. From where I am now, I want to move.
Lord, a shift,
I want to move.
A shift,
in the realm
a shift,
of the spirit,
Lord.
Are you praying at all? You came too early. Father, shift me spiritually. Father, shift me spiritually.
An ascension.
I want to shift.
Amen.
Revelation 4 verse 1. And this I looked, and behold, a door was open in the heavens. I pray for somebody. May a door be open for you in the heavens.
Amen.
May a door on this third day be open for you in the heavens.
Amen.
And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet. You will hear his voice clearly on this third day.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And what did the voice say? He said, come up hither. I will show you. You will see things.
Amen.
Lift your two hands one more time. This is not in my notes, but I believe God wants to help somebody. You have stayed on that level too much. It is time to shift. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Beckon me to come up.
Beckon me to come up.
Let your voice be very loud.
Let your voice be
call
very loud.
Call my name to come.
Call my name to come.
Beckon me to come up. Beckon me to leave this level. Beckon my name to come up. Beckon me to come. I want to preach and I want to pray. Keep on calling, calling, I will answer. Keep on calling, calling, I will come. Two more times, keep on calling.
Keep on calling,
calling me, Lord.
Calling, I will answer.
Keep on drawing.
Keep on drawing. Drawing, I will come.
For the last time, everybody, keep on calling.
Lord, keep on calling.
Pay attention, pay attention.
Calling,
pay attention,
I will
pay attention.
Keep on drawing. Drawing, I will.
Let's sit down. I know you are young, but hey, look at me. Don't be distracted. That one there. You. Don't let this one distract you. Are you hearing me? I like you. Don't let somebody distract you. Stop that. People are sleeping in their houses. You came here. Face God. Doesn't take time. It's just one encounter. And you can be on this altar preaching to face God. Alright, quickly. Kingdom mindedness. That's why I don't want any recording, any internet. Let me talk to us. Kingdom mindedness. And I'll be very brief. Matthew 6, verse 24. Matthew 6, 24. Quickly, quickly, please. Matthew 6, 24. That you are here this morning is enough proof that you are minded of the kingdom. Kingdom mindedness has to do with a heart for the kingdom, a burning desire for the kingdom. If your Christianity has not reached the place where people say, not only you be Christian, then you have not started what I'm talking about this morning. It's an addiction, a craziness, a passion that nothing can replace. My parents got worried the way I was praying. They got worried. Is this how you want to waste your life? My dad wrote me 3-page letter when I was going for my postgraduate. Don't go and do that madness of church. He had to write a letter. I'm not joking. My father wrote me a letter. This is my biological father. He wrote a letter. Maybe if I read the letter, it will be stronger than him talking to me. I remember one day in Footmina that a congregation of over 300, 400 went to report to Lemmy. Yes. They went to do what? So when the priest saw me, and I've not added anything. I've not really added, but I was really small. So when the priest saw the person that this whole crowd came to report, he said, "Is it you?" I said, "Yes, sir, it's me." He said, "Well, you're too small to be causing trouble like this." Hallelujah. The report got to my father. Say, "You have gone there again. You have gone." Because Kanu, my name was on every signboard, every notice board in the campus. Then all the Catholic churches, they took my name. Be mindful of this man. My father heard again. One day he said, "It's as if all the trouble I did, all the bad things I did, you are the reward God is giving. You are the punishment God just gave me." Lift your right hand. May you be crazy for God. I release craziness for God in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? A time should come when you will enter Gongoro just to go and preach. We did crazy things, mad things, things that are not imaginable. I have a friend on his way to one of those mission fields. He broke his leg. He said, "Tie the leg, I'm still going to preach." This jelly Christianity. Somebody's about to be addicted. Come on, I say you're about to be addicted. You're about to be addicted. You're about to be addicted. In the name of Jesus. In verse 24, Jesus was admonishing them. There are things that should not bother your mind. There are things that shouldn't trouble your life. What should trouble you is my kingdom. No man can serve two masters, for he either love one or hate the other. You cannot serve God and what? And mammon. When you are enlisted to the kingdom, you are a slave of God. You don't serve any other thing. If you see me taking a job, I took it because I want to represent God where? In that job. When I finished service, I said, "God, I got born again in 311. I said, "Father, the people I've saved are not many. I don't want to be tied by one job. Can you permit me to go back to the campus?" I didn't go to look for masters or postgraduate. I was looking for an opportunity if I can do more exploits. I'm not joking. I got admission to win souls. And of course, one trial, they gave me admission. I told you sorry several times. First 2 weeks, God said, "Don't talk to any human being." I was locked up because that's why I came. That means, "Pastor, you didn't do well." I came out with an upper. I did very well. Chemical engineering. Very well.
So there were days I would just be walking on the street like this, and the Lord would say to me, see that man? And I'm not talking, every one of them are standing today. Every one of them, most of them are even pastors. He said, see that one? He has issues with this and this. I will go and sit down by your side. What people call word of knowledge, I didn't get, nobody laid hands on me. It was just madness of the kingdom. When you become mad in the kingdom, there's no gift you won't operate. There's no gift. See, if you are crazy for God, are you hearing me at all? I started seeing people's program as if they are showing me a mirror. I'll just look at you. I will know your problem. I will know the details. And then before I finish speaking, something in you is already pursuing me. I will finish talking to you, I will leave. The next thing you begin to pursue, how did you know, sir? Crazy things. We were praying one day. Why am I telling these stories? I have notes filled with things to read, to preach. But I feel God just wants me to talk to you like this. We were praying one day. Prayed! And we were sweating, praying, sweating. FCS people. We were just 7 or 8 in that prayer group. The whole of FCS, their leaders, came. And they stood by where we were praying. After we finished, they called me. Why do you people pray with such body? What is this passion that is burning in you people like this? Because they pray. I'm not indicting FCS, but I'm just telling you what happened in my time. They pray, and it's normal. But we'll be praying and sweating and crying. Lord, save the land! Lord, save the land! Till one of them, their evangelical leader, had to begin to attend 7 people's meeting. 7. Just to learn prayer. Something's about to envelop your heart that will make you attract people to God. They will look at, are you hearing me at all? They will look at the way you pursue God and they say, come on, I think I need to serve this God. Many of us serve God casually, and that's why there's nobody you can look at who is pursuing after you. Nobody. But that casualness dies in this service. Because of time, I can't read all through. So he told them that don't worry about what to eat. Don't worry about what to drink. Is your life not more important than food and drink? He said, but seek ye first, what? The kingdom and his righteousness. And all these what? Other things. Papa said, all these that people are dying to get. He said, I will add it. Write this down, don't forget. Every kingdom addiction brings additions. Every time you are addicted, additions will come. To be addicted is to attract additions. There are things people will labor for. You will not need to labor for it. If your labor has been transferred to God's work, daddy, is that not a work of a pastor? No. It's a work of a child of God. It has no title on it. Once you are born again, you have been introduced into a kingdom. And you become ambassadors, emissaries. You have become envious of that kingdom. You represent that kingdom. And so, everywhere you go, your first interest is what? Is the kingdom. Listen to me. When that person begins to born, you marry for the kingdom. You're not hearing me at all. You get job for the kingdom. You go to school for the kingdom. One of my sons, some years back, is a pastor today. He called me and said, daddy, I've been writing jam. Help me to pray. I said, I won't pray for you. Can you promise me that you will turn that campus around for God? He said, yes, I'm ready. I said, if you are ready, go and receive your admission letter. They have finished admitting people. By that decision, they gave him admission letter. First year, Unimate. First year, pass everywhere. Second year, the fellowship he belonged, they made him president. He was president for 4 years. Came out with 2-1. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? If you are ready to serve God, he will make things available. I said, I will preach quietly today. I don't know why I'm preaching hot. I want to preach calmly. Somebody's catching fire. Somebody's catching fire. Somebody, don't waste your life with your relations telling you we have oil job for you. If God will not be represented there, cancel that nonsense. Don't waste your life. We don't pursue things, we pursue the kingdom. And when we pursue the kingdom, things pursue us. Hey, are you hearing me at all? When we pursue the kingdom, things pursue us. Write this down so that I don't waste all I wrote here. Write it down.
write four things quickly. Number one, what does it mean to seek God's kingdom? What does it mean to pursue God's kingdom? Number one, it is making God's kingdom your priority in life. It is first on the list. Every other thing is around it.
While I was in Gombe, I was working with Glasgow Smith Line. I was using a pickup. A what? Talk to me. A pickup. Hilux. Well, not pickup. What they call it? Is it a pickup? Hilux, but not this kind for pickup. Correct, Hilux with AC. But we wanted a saloon car. And then suddenly, an opening came. Hey, Swiffer. You know Swiffer? I bet right here, Swiffer. Swiffer is a pharmaceutical company. I went for the interview. I passed. It was the next stage. They were going to give me a brand new car, better than Hilux. But I will walk in Kano. Where? And leave Gombe. So one day I was just praying. The Holy Ghost asked me. He said, this ministry in Kano, how many pastors are there? I started the Gombe walk, but I had some boys I could give the walk to a move. He said, how many pastors? I said, four. He said, yeah, how many? I said, I'm the only one. He said, so you want to live here and go there where they have four? Nearly he said that. I told them I'm not coming. I abandoned that car off. I didn't. Do you know, 2 months after, how many months? After a sister was pregnant and the pregnancy was refusing to come. She was in labor for 2 days, one of the church members. I was not married though. Labor for 2 days. Then I went to God. I said, God, you see that car I like? That car, don't give me again. Don't give me. I'm talking of 2003 Corolla. There are people, see, only banks use Corolla. I was the only person in Gombe that was not a banker that had Corolla. Listen, I said, God, I don't want that car again. I want to stay with this Hilux, but let this woman deliver. I didn't say it more than 2 minutes. Baby came out. Undo is about 16 years, how many years now? She knows the person I'm talking about. Baby came out. And God said, hey, so you are ready to do this. Do you know that after 2 months, they gave me almost a brand new Corolla? This, I was not expecting it again. Then listen, when we now met with the Swiffer guy, you see, serving God pays. When we met with this person that took the job in Kano, Swiffer, they didn't give him a brand new car. They gave him a smaller version of Corolla. It's not a Corolla, it's one small car. So that day he came to Gombe on visit and I was parked, he was parked. Then God said, that would have been you and somebody else would have taken that place. Lift your right hand and say, I refuse to be deceived. I will serve the kingdom. I will give God my best. Open your mouth, declare it. I will spend for God and be spent for God in the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me at all? It is making God priority. He is the reason for decisions you make. God is the reason why you take decisions. Not money, not fame, not family. Number two, what does it mean to seek God's kingdom? It is to spend time and money on the things of the kingdom. I said very clearly. Time and what? And money. Those two assets are great for you. There are things you need, but God will measure if you are following his kingdom by how much time does my kingdom get from you. How much money lifts you into my kingdom. If you spend more on yourself than the kingdom, you are not seeking this kingdom. You know what Christ said? He said, lay your treasures where? Talk to me. In heaven. He said, don't lay it where? On the earth. Do you know people can, they can be bankrupt in 1 minute. There was a day, what's his name? Dangote lost maybe like $10 billion in a day. Bam! Something dropped. Yes! Yes! Those things you gather can go how? In a day. But anything you put in the eternity, even after your life on earth here, it still speaks there. It is spending time and what? And what? Money, your resources. If your resources is not inside, you're not seeking God's kingdom, I'm telling you. Pastor told us about tithe. And I'm not joking. God spoke to me yesterday. He said, tell them that message they heard on tithe. If they don't tithe, they will suffer. I heard it clearly. I was telling God this morning, I said, Lord, let nobody misunderstand me. I beg you not to misunderstand me. I don't need your tithe. This church, they don't give pastor tithe. She's here. Leaders are here. I don't collect tithe. But God is telling that those of us who heard this message on tithing and refuse to tithe, whatever you see, you take. I beg you, take that message very seriously, especially this end time. Take it seriously. Satan is ready to wipe out people's finance. But tithing is an insurance policy that makes sure you are not wiped out. That is, in the gross darkness, you begin to see money. Are you hearing me at all? Are you hearing me at all? Number four, or three now, value. The Bible said in the book of Matthew 13 and in verse 14 that the kingdom of God is like a man seeking what? Pearls, costly pearls. When he found it, what did he do, church? Oh, you are not here. He sold everything he had. May God give you value for this kingdom. Listen, whatever we make a man, is that the scripture I'm looking for? 44, please. Matthew 13, 44. Whatever we make a man, sell how many things, church? There is something he saw. I pray that you will see something in this kingdom. Oh, you're not hearing me now. You're not hearing me now. There is something the man saw to make him do what, church? Sell all. Can I have that scripture? Matthew 13, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto what? A treasure hid where? In a field. That which when a man had what? Found. He did what? Listen, he first of all did what? He hid it. Nobody should take it before me. He saw something. May you see something. Most times it's lack of value that doesn't allow us to pursue. There is a value in the kingdom. Because a time will come when this earth will end. And I'm not saying that it is there that our rewards are. It starts from the earth. May God give you understanding. The last point is passion. Somebody say passion. Somebody say passion. Passion is derived, it's expressed by pursuit. If you love something, you go after it. To pursue God's kingdom, it must come by a passion, an addiction, a love beyond what man can express. And that passion is expressed in soul winning. Because you want to see the kingdom increase. It is expressed in prayer. It is expressed in influence. You know, you get to a pinnacle and you go there like Daniel and you are exalting the name of the Lord before the king of Babylon. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? The passion to extend the kingdom. The passion to advance the kingdom. The passion to make sure there is no loss in the kingdom. That's passion. You don't want to watch God's things go down. Ah, no, nothing under your watch. If I was not a pastor, I would be a human rights Christian activist. Yes. Or a serious soldier that goes with anointing oil everywhere. You can't shoot me, but I will kill plenty in the name of the Lord. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? I'm not joking. If I was not a pastor, that is what I want to do. In school those days, when they are doing what they call that in Aluta, student Aluta, even when I was born again, it was difficult to stop. Immediately they start like this and went to the front. Boy, you'll be brother Okai. Then I'll remember I'm a believer. Don't do this. I hate injustice. Praise God. I see something burning in your bowels. I see something burning in your bowels. I see fire raising in your bowels. If I hear the amen like thunder, it's you I'm talking about. One key. Mommy said it and I'll repeat it. What is the key? Submit to God as king, not as president. Hallelujah. Where the word of a king is, there's what? You don't argue with a king. Peter lost it when he said, "No, Lord." That was the end of his ministry. You don't argue with the king. If you want to pursue God's kingdom, you must first of all be subject to him as a king, not just as your savior. Rise to your feet. Were you blessed at all? Were you blessed at all? If you are blessed, get ready for something fresh now. Lift your hands, everybody, and say, my father, baptize me with passion. I am not hearing you. Can we start again? Say, my father, baptize me with passion. Addiction for your kingdom. Open your mouth and say, baptize me, Lord. Elad.
May you not waste your energy.
Amen.
On what doesn't matter.
Amen.
You didn't hear the prayer, pray for me. May you not waste your energy on what will not matter that day. Listen to me. See, when you come to the end of life, there are things that will not matter. Are you here? Eh? When a man knows that in 5 minutes time he will die, do you think he will ask you for check? Oh, have you cleaned my car? How is the house? All he's looking for is life, eternity. May you labor for what matters. When it will matter. When it will matter most. Give me that scripture. Jesus said, listen, do not, you don't have labor, do not work for food. That what? That spoils. But for food that endures to wear eternal life. And that Bible said, do not labor for what will perish. Do not labor. Do not, okay? Don't waste your energy. Striving for what, church? Perishable food like that. Work for the food that sticks with you. Food that nourishes your lasting life. Food the Son of Man provides. Lift your two hands. That's kingdom. The pursuit of the spiritual. The pursuit of the spiritual, not the physical. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
May I not pursue.
May I not pursue.
What you told me you will give me.
What you told me you will give me.
What you told me you will add to me.
What you told me
may
you will
I not pursue
me.
It.
May I not pursue it,
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we're going to take the oil and take this last prayer. And the prayer is, may you be sold out for God. Amen. Are you ready for that? Holding how many? Nothing back. Come. Take the oil quickly. If you came with your own bottle of oil, which I'll be advertising, don't let this my oil finish. Come on, all of you. All of you and none of me is what my heart cries out for. Is what my heart cries for, Lord. May I decrease, Lord. May I decrease that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all. Hey! All of you and not me. Kayalama teke tu zayata. Is what my heart cries for, Lord. May I decrease, may I decrease, that you may increase, may you be Lord of me. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am your own. What I'm saying is that I'm available for anything you want, Lord. Let's go. Two times. I am your. I am sold out to you. The day you will come. Oh, Jesus, I am your. All the young people here, can you sing that song? I am your own. The devil will never use me. I am your own. My life will be
spent for God. My life will be spent for God. Every slothfulness, every coldness, every tracking of feet, I come against you by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release these words by the power of God to be wasted on Jesus, to be spent for Jesus. Total, total. Now open your mouth and pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Let my life be wasted on Jesus. Are you ready? As that hand comes on your head, separated unto the Lord.
Amen.
Consecrated for only use.
Amen.
Ay, 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 ay. Powers in your father's house that has vowed that you will not serve Jesus, they are coming under attack.
Man.
They are coming under judgment.
Amen.
I release your life for the Lord.
Amen.
I release you for the Lord.
Amen.
As I count to seven, by the seventh count, bring your hand on your head and shout, I am sold out to you, Lord. Shouting like a madman. Let the devil hear it. Let yourself hear it. Let the Lord hear it. I don't belong to you, Satan. I belong to God. My money, my life, my everything, it belongs to God. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you ready? Total commitment. As your hand comes on your head, you don't own yourself anymore. Jesus owns you. He can use you as he likes. Are you ready? 7.
I am so proud of you.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You have that card, lift it up. One of our brothers here told me somebody tried to dupe them, sent money, and it was as if it was 419. But we're going to corporately bring that man under pressure. He loses rest, he loses peace. In the next 24 hours, that money must be released. Can we agree together, everybody? Now lift that card. And those things you are trusting God for. And please, I beg us, once you have a testimony, let us know. It will encourage many of us. And it will come. It will come. Lift it high. Wave it before the Lord. I prophesy over those cards. They are converted to testimonies.
Amen.
Everything you wrote down, your mouth will declare it.
Amen.
Your mouth will share the testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Organizations, peoples are put under pressure.
Yes.
I said they are put under pressure.
Amen.
Doors are opening. Strange doors, strange doors, strange Amen. Doors, strange doors, strange doors, strange doors are opening for you.
Amen.
doors of wealth,
yes, Lord.
Doors of increase,
yes, Lord.
Doors of promotion.
Amen.
Every delay is over.
Amen.
Every stagnation is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
On this third day, I declare your lifting.
Amen.
I declare your lifting.
Amen.
Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Sit down.